Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Finch P.
Hi, Nathan and Ben. I have some hesitation about a particular application decision, and it will be influenced by my LSAT score. The general advice is that applying early decision to law schools is a scam. I agree, for the most part. However, I'm in a position to apply early decision to a school, which is my top choice, with a certain guaranteed scholarship. Okay, what's that scholarship? Is it full? Is it half? There are two likely outcomes. Admittance with a decent or perhaps full scholarship, or waitlisted / punted to regular decision. If I get an LSAT score above their 50th median, I will apply early decision since I'm a splitter. Otherwise, I'll retake. I'd consider applying regular decision if I get above their 75th percentile median or 75th percentile, but that is statistically unlikely. Either way, I'm applying early and broadly. The biggest disadvantage is not being able to negotiate scholarships, semicolon, but given my GPA and based on your scholarship estimator, I am not likely to get many competitive offers even if I hit a 175 plus. Do you think it makes sense in my case to consider this particular early decision program? The school's acceptance rate has been shrinking, but their yield has not been doing significantly better relative to peer schools, so it seems that it may help. And the included scholarship would be a huge boon since I'm unlikely to get full tuition offers at most schools. Be nice to know what your GPA is, Finch, but it sounds low.
But even with a low GPA, I mean, at a 175, you can still get full rides at 100 law schools.
Yeah, so what GPA are you talking about, Finch? And are you not willing to move? I don't know.
I think Finch is unlikely to go to a lower ranked school.
Yeah.
You know, Finch is just like, well, I'm not likely to get many competitive offers, even if I hit a 175 plus, because there is some floor that I have set for myself where I will not go to law schools below a certain ranking.
Yeah.
Which maybe you have good reasons for that, Finch, but normally people don't have good reasons for that. So sounds like you're listening to our advice. But you're maybe not listening to our advice on that one point. That said, it seems like Finch has thought this through, and this particular school, if it is Finch's number one choice, and if it does come with a scholarship, and if Finch is very unlikely to get a scholarship at this type of a school, then sure, apply. You'd be happy to turn down all your other offers, it sounds like, if you get into this school. That said, I mean, you know, the counter argument to that, of course, is you could apply regular decision and you could apply regular decision to 29 other schools. And then you could just see what kinds of offers you actually get. I mean, I understand that this school right now is your number one choice, but some other school that makes you a really bitchin' offer could all of a sudden be your new number one choice. So, yeah, generally no to binding early decision, but it does. Yeah, I mean, it does sound like Finch has thought about it, so don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a Beamer at a discounted price, or you can get a Civic for free. Maybe the Civic doesn't sound so exciting right now, but boy, when you see a free Civic.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Well, yeah. And the difference, again, the difference might not be that stark.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not like a car guy, so I don't know what the intermediate choices are, but there are cars in between mm-hmm. Beamers and Civics. And, you know, there could be some other car that's, oh, I wasn't expecting a Mazda, whatever. And no, that's a pretty nice car actually. And, maybe it's worth, you know, yeah. I don't know. You don't even get to consider all those other offers if you get in via a binding early decision program. And that could really suck too, because you could be looking at those other offers like, fuck, I could have gone to that school for free.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned too, because Finch says admittance with a decent or perhaps full scholarship. I'm wondering how much the school has said they would provide in scholarships for their ED applicants, right?
Maybe, yeah, it's a certain guaranteed scholarship.
Like, what does that mean, right? $5,000? Well, we guarantee we're going to give you something. Well, that could be shit.
So, yeah, $5,000 and it's, you know, 10% of their tuition or not even 10% of their tuition. That's not good. That's nothing. I mean, that's basically nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Thanks for writing in, Finch. Email daily at elsa@demon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.